Welcome to the Bailey and Harding Ultra Sound System. I am Anna Harding.
And I'm Ali Bailey. You're listening to episode 42.
The Meaning of Life.
Is that what it's called?
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah.
When they ask, what's the meaning of life? The answer is 42.
Never read that book.
Oh, film's good.
Or seen the film.
Film's very good.
Okay, I'll put it on my list of things to watch after I finished Married at First Sight Australia.
Oh, no.
Anna Harding.
Good, thank you. And I'm grateful to have not fallen down the Married at First Sight Australia hole. Because when I fall down a Married at First Sight hole, it means I get nothing done and I've got lots of things to do. So, yeah, I am good. Thank you.
I'm just working out some figures.
Yeah.
And I think you can afford to fall down the hole. Because I think that when it all gets to the part where you're just like, I just want to stay in my house, that's going to be the crux of Married at First Sight.
Right.
So you'll be okay. You'll have friends.
Yeah, true. Although, yeah, but there is lots of things that I need to do in the house. So I'm looking around my current office, which is going to become the nursery. I've got a massive wardrobe behind me. Which
I thought it was a professional board that you were going to put some mountains on.
It's like a whiteboard that I go through stuff with my clients. It's not like all my clients are like, what is that in the background? Probably. No, it's a wardrobe. So like I've got some of the nursery furniture in here. Like the ceiling needs repainting, the walls need repainting. I need to take my metal board down. I need to take the shelves down. I need to fill the holes. I need to repaint the whole thing. I need to move the cot in here. I need to, yeah. Anyway, all of those things are not conducive with getting addicted to Married at First Sight, because that is what happens, Ali. It is too much.
I'm already 4 episodes in and I'm addicted, so 100%.
Oh,
yeah, I agree with
you.
Anyway, we're not going to make this. This isn't the Married at First Sight podcast. Is there one? I bet there is. I'll just make a note.
I bet there is.
Married at First Sight podcast.
Yeah.
What's your week been like? What's your win been like? What's your win grin get in the bin?
Yeah, my week's been good, thank you. I went and got my eye for my park run at Urchester Country Park.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely little course, that. Right in the middle of, I want to say, I mean, it's near Kettering. Not right in the middle of Kettering, but it's a gem of a country park in the middle of an urban conurbation.
Ooh, sound like a geography teacher.
I've not heard the word
conurbation for quite some time.
I don't know if I used it in the right context, but it sounded good, didn't it? And yeah, it's a lovely little route. You go out, do like a 1 kilometre loop and then come back.
Mm-hmm.
It's undulating. By undulating, I mean, you would find it literally flat as a pancake, probably, Ali. But to me, it felt like I was running up mountains, which was nice, but hard. It's feeling hard now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, very much feeling hard. And the baby's very much just sitting on my bladder the whole time that I'm running.
What can you like compare it to? Is it like running with a heavy backpack? Is it like running with something around your waist? Is it like dragging a tire? Like what for us people that won't experience that to have an idea?
So it's not like a backpack or like dragging a tire. I'd say like if you strapped a bowling ball to your front.
Right.
Or like if you had a bum bag and then like put loads of really heavy rocks in it and it's like at the front. It's like that. And also it's just the tiredness as well in general. Like you think that you're running at 50 miles an hour and then you look down, you're doing like an 8 minute kilometer and you're like, whoa, that feels hard.
Yeah.
But I'm grateful to still be running. 24 weeks pregnant, so 6 months. So I've got another 4 months to go because you're pregnant for 10 months because they lie to you. And so feeling good. But my actual win this week, by the way, is not just, oh, I went to a park run, well done me. Woo-hoo. My win this week involves all of us, all of you, everybody.
Listen up, listener.
Listen up, listener. This is a milestone. Our little podcast that you are listening to and have been listening to for 42 episodes now. Someone put in our little Facebook group the other day, can you believe that we've been listening to these two whittle on for 40 hours? Sorry about that. Now it's 42. 50,000. We've reached 50,000 downloads. We've smashed through 50,000 downloads since we first started. 50,000 downloads.
That is mental, isn't
I
it?
mean, we're actually, I meant to say this last week when we recorded, we're actually at 53,000 now. So yeah, so that's my win because I just think it blows my mind every time I even think about the fact that there are people listening to this.
There's
Rubbish.
so many people listening to this that you don't know are listening to
Yep.
it. Like,
I
you know that thing
know.
where you think it's just your friends?
Yeah.
It's not just your
You
friends.
apparently told a seminar that you were giving that Camille Heron listens, and
She
I was
does.
unaware of this.
She does, Camila. Hi, Camille. She
Hello.
does. Hi, Camille.
Keep running.
Keep going, Camille. I don't think Camille needs to tell her to keep going, but she's there. So, hi, Camille. Yeah,
We'll
she is.
give
She's
you
on
the
it.
motivation.
She's on our Instagram page as well. So we can say hi to her there too. Thank you, Mel.
Brilliant. I love it. So, yeah.
That's nice, isn't it? We have some very, very high level athletes listening to this, but we also have the most important people, the bulk of the pack, the people that are just the ones that keep the sport alive in the UK. You, listener, I'm talking about you. So those people can go 012121. They're great and everything, but yeah, 50,000 is mad. And like, whenever I hear stats like that, I just want to like, get into them. Like, is that unique? Is that this? Is that that? Of course, it's not unique. It's like we
Not
have people
unique.
that download it every week, don't we? Which is great, and we love them. But yeah, I think that's amazing. That's amazing, and
We have
it's really hard, isn't it, to like
600
compare it.
people. 600 people
600.
download it every week.
Ooh,
Yeah,
lovely.
I know. You do have access to these stats, Ali.
I know that, but I also have 1,000 other things to do, Anna, on this podcast. So unfortunately, at
Okay.
that moment, I'm not looking at those at the moment.
I thought you were writing it down. I thought you were
I am writing
okay.
it down because I'm putting together a media pack at the moment because I have some people interested in possible bit of sponsorship, guys. So get ready for 4 adverts at the start of every single episode because that's what we're going to have to
No.
do.
Right. Anyway, that's my win. And I just want to say a great big thank you to everybody who does listen, who does download it, who does interact and does send us their stuff. I've got loads of stuff for Correspondence Corner. So we need to absolutely like fly through this
Okay.
because this podcast would not be what it is without you guys and your tales of funniness and woe. So thank you.
Okay.
What's your
Great.
win?
My win. Right. I'm going to say this now. I've been wanting to do this for ages, but I haven't said it because I've always had too many wins because my life is just a massive winning lottery ticket. Green Runners. I'm a member of the Green Runners and I just want to put them as my win because they're great and I love them. I had a conversation with them this week and I thought I haven't mentioned them really on the podcast. So I'm going to mention them now. So I'm a Green Runner. Yes, I'm a hypocrite. I also drive a car quite a long way at points, and I live in a house, and I do consume things on a daily basis that are not recyclable. But I'm doing my bit. So the point of the Green Runners is it's supposed to be a community. Anyone can join. It's £2.50 to join for a year. And what they do is they ask people just to be more aware of what they're doing. So how they move, how they kit up, how they eat, and then how we speak out. That's what I'm doing today, because I'm going to start doing a bit more work around this. I've just got my badge and been like, oh, I'm a green runner. And I've cut down on the amount of milk I drink, cut down on how many like drives I take. And I've like really aware of the fact I'm sponsored by Innovate. So with my kit, I'm currently going through all my kit and giving it out to clients because I'm just like, I don't need this much kit. And I'm also telling Innovate to stop giving me kit because they give me too much for me. But I just wanted to raise this on the pod because it's one of the platforms that I have to speak out and say that I am supporting this wholeheartedly and doing my best. And if all of us just do a little bit, tiny bit, just replace one of your 4 liter things of milk with a 4 liter thing of oat milk, we can help the planet a bit more. So that's my win. They're great. They do great work. Go and have a look them up on the internet. That's it. And it's
Great.
like you're advertising for someone else. And I'm
Yeah,
like,
well, a little bit.
also trying to save the planet for your unborn child. So anyway, my grim is just 3 words:
Yeah.
backyard ultra. And then my get in the
Oh.
bin is people that pick up sayings and words from other people and
Oh.
then use them fucking constantly.
Okay. Example, please.
There is a spate of people using the words bimble, lumpy when describing running, and it's doing my fucking head in.
I know someone who does that a lot.
These words have been lifted from a book by a certain runner. And it's like when I interview new clients, they
No.
start.
Bimble's been around a lot longer than Damien
Yeah,
Hall.
but the reason that it's become prolific is because people have read that book. They use the two words in the same fucking sentence.
Okay.
I've got so many clients, I've got quite a lot of new clients, and they use these words in the same sentence, and it's doing my head in. And they do it with like a knowing look, like, ah, I've read about running. And I'm like, yes, you have read about running. It's these words. It's just. I think it's like when there's a lot of people using the word wild to describe things at the moment. And every time people use it, I'm like, oh God, when are we going to stop using wild? Where did wild come from? And I don't know why I get so wound up about this, but I do. And then I was like,
You
am I being judgmental? Then I was
do.
like, doesn't really fucking matter. It's getting the bin, so
Yep.
you're allowed to be judgmental. But yeah, stop using those words. Use other words. There's lots of words. It's like people using that Texas fucking Hold'em song on every story on Instagram. Stop using that
Oh,
story. It's trends. Am I getting the bin? It's trends.
so people use, so just people are using the Beyoncé song because of the algorithm. So it makes them get more like eyes on their content. That's how Instagram works.
Yeah, I know, but I still think maybe just make better content. I mean, I understand that you want people more eyes on it. I don't want more eyes on my content. I just want my content to be like good for the people that are watching it.
Don't use the Beyoncé song then.
I don't.
Yeah.
Quite argumentative this week, listen.
I know. I feel like we might fall out here.
No, I don't think we're going to. But
I think
that's
we
those.
are.
I've just ripped through them so that we can correspondence corner. That's what I've done.
Fine. All right. I don't have a grim because nothing's been really that grim this week. No, apart from obviously just always needing a wee. But my get in the bin is there's a war brewing.
Oh, what between me and you?
No, and I'm not talking about the bigger picture stuff either.
Oh God.
This is very much a war between two neighbors that I am one of them.
Oh yes.
I want to get this off my chest, and I feel like this is a good platform to do it. And I feel like there are other people out there who'll be listening who'll be like, I've dealt with that, or maybe will back me up and say that's out of order.
This is like me getting the lumpy, bumpy bullshit off my chest. See?
Yeah,
Let's do it. Let's get it off
exactly.
your chest.
Exactly. I my neighbor, but basically I came home one day to park the car. I came home one day and was parking the car. No, I didn't come home to park the car. I put it to bed. I was going to park the car, and the only space available on our road was outside the house that's like two doors up from us. However, in said space, there were two cones spread out with tape between them, as if they were, yeah, like crime scene tape, but it
I
didn't
know
say
what you
police on it.
mean. I
Oh,
know
right.
what you mean, and I
Oh,
think
sorry.
that's a lot of effort.
And it's a lot of effort. And I was like, I'm baffled because I thought, why are you saving this space? This is not a safe space, a space saving street.
My safe space. So this
This
bit of the this bit
is
outside my
my
house where
safe
I can
space.
sit in this space and have a breakdown in a minute. See.
So that was the only place that I could park, and I was not parking at the top of the road. I had loads of stuff with me. I'd just finished a 12-hour day of work, and I was like, I'm 6 months pregnant. I'm going to park in this space. So I got out of the car and I moved the cones and I parked my car in the space. I
What did you do? What did you do with the cones?
just left them on the pavement next to the parking
Did you
space.
pile them up? Did you wrap the tape round in a little?
No. I literally like moved them so that they were like as they were, but just a few inches further in, so that they weren't on the road, they were on the pavement.
Brilliant.
Because I didn't know who they belonged to. I had my suspicions, but I was wrong about who they belonged to.
Ooh.
The next morning, Neil went to leave because he took the car the next morning to work, and there was a note on our car.
I love it. Explain the note. Now, was the note, had they written it and then put it into a little plastic thing so that the rain
Yeah.
couldn't wash? Yeah, perfect, perfect.
Like
Had they
one of
sellotaped?
these.
Yep, yes. That's the passive aggressive note grabber. They sell them in
Yeah.
WH Smith.
Yeah, the ones that you like put your stuff in your record of achievement.
100%. At
Yeah.
school, you used to put that into your lever arch folder and they used to put little bits of paper in. Listen, it's a pocket. It's an A4 pocket with a white strip down the side for reinforcements. And this is the only people that buy these nowadays are passive aggressive neighbors that want to leave notes because it means the note won't get washed away.
Exactly. They'd written it in green. Felt tip, maybe
Felt
Sharpie.
tip.
Maybe Sharpie. Actually, I've even got a green felt tip. It
I
looks
thought
like
you
I've
got the note.
post
I want to
note
see the note.
myself. No. So Neil came flying back through the door and was like, They've left us a note. He
Was
was
Neil
fuming,
furious? Was he
fuming.
furious? Oh, furious Neil.
So he was like, I'm sorry, what did it say? So the note said, it was very rude of you to move the cones that were marking out the space in the road. Next time, don't be so rude. Oh, and park and like park in the space. Next time, don't be so rude. Now, listener,
Why'd you have to be so rude?
two things of note. One, I live on a street where there is no allocated parking. There are no permits. It is a free-for-all, and people park like absolute dicks on our road to the point where like they'll take up too many spaces. The second point is I can't remember, but anyway. So on the back of the note, we turned it round and wrote back. Oh, they'd made an error because we knew where to put this note because the cone people had taken the cones and left them in their front garden. So it was obvious who it was.
BCI Harding reporting for duty.
I know. Cracked the case, not a problem.
100%.
So yeah, we wrote a little, well, Neil wrote the note back and basically was like, you can't like reserve parking spaces. We'll park where we want, thanks. We await the next move.
What? You've not had another move yet.
No.
So when you did the note, where did you put it? In their letterbox?
Yeah.
They're probably scared. They're afraid.
Well, they left the cones in their front garden. Of course, it's obvious where they live. That was a rookie error. So anyway, we shall see.
What if they're trying to throw scent?
Maybe,
I think
but
you should
so
set up surveillance in your living room.
yeah, well, we have got a little blink camera because we can check in on Ralphie on it. So yeah, no, I just wanted to get it off my chest because I was shocked and horrified that somebody could have the audacity to one re try and reserve a parking space outside their house, and two, oh, I've done this again, haven't I? I've got real bad baby brain this week. It's so
Write a note
bad.
about it in a green pen.
Need to, yeah, I need to. Had the audacity to do. Oh, and two, write us a note and call us rude. Like, if that was me, if like I had a legitimate reason for needing to reserve a space outside,
What,
like,
like you were pregnant and you needed to get out of your car?
well, no, I don't even think that's a legitimate reason.
I think it's legitimate if you're coming back for, if you're like, I think it's legitimate if you've got a new baby, if it's like the first week, if you're just like, look, I
Yeah.
really am struggling with opening the car door. There's cars coming down. I need to get the baby out. And I feel like my womb, the rest of my womb's about to prolapse at the bottom of my body.
Yeah,
I
fair.
want a car parking space in my house. But like, that's fine. Or if like, maybe there's a body in the house and the funeral director's coming to pick it up.
Yeah.
If that's a legitimate reason,
And
right?
they might have had a legitimate reason. I don't know what the
They
legitimate
didn't,
reason
because if they
was,
did, they would have put it in the note.
but we got like I got home at like 9 o'clock to this parking space business, and Neil then left at like 7 the next morning. So what do you need between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m.? I don't know. I don't know. You don't know what's going on in other people's lives,
But
that's for
also,
sure. But also,
have
I need to park outside my house. So,
you noticed any new people moving in?
no.
They're not new to the area. You don't think that it could have been a case of like the bloke, like maybe like there's like a crotchety
Just
old
try our
man.
luck.
Yeah, he was like, oh, Glennis, I'm going to put these out. Please don't put them out there, Peter. I'm going to put them out there. He puts them out there, and then you get the note comes through the door. And she's like, I told you not to do that, Peter. And now that, and then he's like, sorry, and he won't do it again. Maybe.
Maybe,
I
maybe,
don't know.
maybe. Well, we'll keep an eye on it anyway, and I will keep you abreast of any developments in
Well,
the
I hope you didn't
parking
get
wars.
a brick through the fucking
That's
windscreen.
what I said to Neil, and I was like, "Do you think they know where we actually live? Because we're going to get like dog poo through the letterbox." And he was like, "I don't care."
You will care when you've got dog poo to the level. It's a nightmare to get off the carpet of the
Yeah,
flaps.
off the flaps. Blech.
Yeah, the
Anyway, there we
flaps.
go. That is it. That is it. Okay.
I love it.
Alrighty. So, we've had a bit of a playlist plateau the last few weeks, but I am keen to bring back some chat about the playlist this week because I've got a lot of fodder for you.
Bring it all back to you.
So, a couple of things. Number one, I felt like a bit of a slacker lately on the playlist. And so I took it upon myself when I had a spare 10 minutes the other day to open up the playlist and to scroll down to recommended songs on Spotify, which are recommended based on the songs already on the playlist.
I
And I
hate
added
that thing.
a few. Well, I added a few.
Did you?
I did. And the recommended songs, you're right, you're right to hate it. Like, a lot of them are, they're just really like mainstream, and they are, I guess, a little bit related to some of the songs on the playlist, but our playlist is so wild.
I hate that word. It's eclectic is the word.
Eclectic. Yep.
What kind of eclectic be used as the word? The new word is eclectic. Everybody use that in a sentence today. So I
Maybe we should
think
do a word of the day.
word of the week.
Word of the week. Yeah.
This week's word of the week is eclectic.
Eclectic.
So I always find that recommended, whenever I'm running along and I've got recommended on, I'm like, no, not as good. And it's like a B&M version of the playlist recommended. It's
Okay.
not quite as good.
Well, I'm just going to go through a few. I was going to say you can say yes or no, but they're on there, so you
I
haven't
know,
got to
so I
say.
can't actually say yes or no, but I
So,
can see them.
Tick
They're all
Tick Boom
great.
by The Hives. Brilliant.
I've never heard that song, and I like The Hives.
Oh,
I
it's really
reckon if I
good.
listen to it, I'll know it.
I think it's better than most of their other stuff. The Lemonheads, Mrs. Robinson. I can't believe that wasn't already on there.
Me neither.
It's like a punky pop, punk pop version of Mrs. Robinson. Fitbit, You Know It, The Streets. I don't think you like that one.
I love the streets. I've always
But do
loved
you like
them.
that one?
Yes, they're all
Okay,
bangers. There's no Bath
fine.
Street song.
Okay. Barbara O'Reilly, The Who.
It's long.
It is long, which is what you want, right? Just a Girl, No Doubt.
I mean, there's
Just a
better No Doubt
girl.
songs.
But that one's like a bit of a bop.
Pickle does like that song. She loves that song. She sings it quite a lot.
Okay. She's just a girl.
She is.
And Faint, Linkin Park.
Why
There's a
wasn't that
distinct
on it?
lack of Linkin Park on this playlist.
Have we got Faint? Have we got the Faint version with Jay-Z?
We've got one of the Jay-Z ones on there, yeah, but I can't remember which one. But yeah, those are what I've added based on the recommended stuff. There was a lot of stuff that I skipped and was like, no, that's not going on. So that was the best of a bad bunch. But you're right, like the actual like recommended songs are a little bit B&M.
They are, and it's like, no, I don't. So whenever I've started listening to the Libertines quite a lot because the Libertines have come back, and I'm like, hey, that first Libertines album was fucking brilliant, and it's a short album. So when it get, I tell you what, go for, if you're doing an interval session or a fast session, that first Libertines album, it's short, sharp, to the point. It's great. And then it goes into like recommended, and it's like Laser Lights, and it's like all the fucking nappy fucking bedwetting bands of that scene.
Kaiser Chiefs.
Kaiser Chiefs. It's like, no, this is not the same. And I'm actually running along going, no. And it reminds me of when I used to be a band promoter in those in the all early noughties, and they'd come knocking on the door and be like, oh, my band's called Porridge with Dave. Do you want to put us on? And it's like, fuck off. There was a
Oh, I
band
quite
called
like
Neil.
Porridge with Dave.
There was a band called Neil's Children, who were really good. I put them on a few times. And that was actually a band name, Neil's Children.
Neil's Children. Interesting. Just a quick one on Kaiser Chiefs. I was watching Michael McIntyre the other night, and Ricky Wilson was like a surprise guest on it, and he was in an adult soft play. This is not like a weird fever dream, by the way. This is true. This
This
has
is a
genuinely
hallucination from
happened.
the Seven Valleys.
He was in an adult soft play, and then as he slid down the slide, he came out into the theatre that was full of like audience. The rest of the Kaiser Chiefs were there, and they started playing the intro to I Predict a Riot, and then a microphone was brought on for him to start singing. It was the best TV I've seen in ages.
That
I
does
don't
sound.
watch much TV.
Did you watch Graham Norton with Justin Timberlake on?
No, I
He
don't
did a
watch
performance a
TV.
bit like that, where he was sat there and then it was all moving around him. And from a, I used to, I dated a TV plugger for a long time when I was in music. From a TV plugging perspective, it was a
Yeah.
one shot performance. It was really quite incredible.
Wow, that's cool.
It was quite incredible how it worked.
But Justin Timberlake knew that he had to perform on that show.
Justin Timberlake, yeah, he was just sat on this chair. And then by the
Ricky
end of it, there
Wilson,
was
it was a surprise. He didn't know.
Ricky Wilson didn't know. So
No, he
Ricky
was like
Wilson
a
thought he was at
surprise
soft,
guest.
he thought he was
Thought
at
it was at
soft
soft
play.
play.
But Ricky
Dilly-dilly.
Wilson is a 50-year-old man. Why would
I
he be in soft
know.
play?
Adult soft play.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was a thing.
Makes it sound a
Sounds a bit
bit.
rude.
It does, doesn't
Yeah. I had a dream the other night that I was in a relationship with the lead singer of Bring Me the Horizon. And it was
Oh.
so real that when I woke up, I was like, I wonder where Ollie is. What?
Wow, interesting. So also just to say, just to rewind on this playlist, we've had some correspondence. We've had some messages through from people who want to add stuff also. I see that one of them has gone on. Thank you very much for adding it. It was Julius's suggestion. Thank you, Julius, producer of this podcast, who wanted a roller skating jam named Saturday by De La Soul, because
Saturday.
when does the podcast come out, Ali?
Saturday, Saturday,
Woo!
Saturday, it's Saturday, Saturday. Apparently, that song's got some, Julia said it has got some dubious lyrics at the start. So I'm imagining it's misogynistic, but Saturday, Saturday,
Saturday.
Saturday, it's Saturday, Saturday. It was, he put it on a Friday, which confused me no end, but it was
Yes,
Saturday.
it was because of that.
Saturday.
So that's been added. And then we've had a message through from Fiona Wallace, who said that she's tried to do stories with songs and tag us in, but nothing. So she's
Well,
not able to do this.
it's because she's got probably because she's got a business account. When I first got a business account, it wouldn't let me do it. I don't know if it does now. I had to go back to a personal account. It would not let me add songs on a business account.
Well, I have a
So
business account and I can add songs, so I don't know that
it
that's
must have changed, but
technically,
maybe
yeah.
it's just a case of reinstalling the app. Boring chat. Soz.
Anyway, yeah, you can work that out with your IT support center, please, Fiona.
Which is also
It's
Julius.
not us.
For this
Yeah, not us.
podcast.
So Fiona said, here are three from me and my running crew. Lyra's her dog, I think. Yeah. Lyra would like Celebrity Skin by Hole, as it makes me run at a pace she finds just about acceptable.
Isn't that already on there? I feel like it's already on there.
I mean, it's a great song, and if it's not on there, it's
Hang
been
on a
on
minute.
every single one of my running playlists.
It's added. I've done it. It's on now.
Hey. Indy would like Moving by Supergrass, as it's all he can do to get home, keep moving.
That's the tune.
Excellent. Indy is another one of her dogs. And Fiona personally would like Express Yourself by NWA, because it contains my favourite running mantra, moving like a tortoise full of rigor mortis.
Moving like a tortoise, full of rigor mortis.
Mortis.
Lovely. That's the name of the pod. Because that
Yeah.
will hit that algorithm and we'll get a whole load of new listeners.
If
Right.
any of these displease you, please discuss. I'll fight you though. Okay, I love you. Bye. Well, I mean, we're not down for a fight, actually,
I'm
Fiona,
seeing
because
her
I
at the
think
weekend, so it could be a
we're all good.
full on fist fight. But there won't be because we think her choices are great.
We do, and we think
Similar
Fiona's
to
great.
Express Yourself. See, this has
Yeah.
been thrown at me now. Shimmy Shimmy Ya by ODB. Absolute tune.
Oh,
It's on.
what?
Shimmy
Yeah.
Shimmy Ya! Shimmy Shimmy Ya!
Do you know what that's just reminded me of? There was a really good System of a Down song that had a shimmy.
What's
What
the.
was that one? Hang on, I'm going to have to Google it. People are
Shimmy,
shouting it at the pod.
shimmy ever
System
down.
of a Down shimmy.
Shimmy, shimmy, yo,
Yeah,
shimmy.
it's literally called Shimmy. It's on their Good album. And it goes, oh God, there's loads of words in it. They'd like, oh, add it now, add
Okay,
it to the
sorry,
playlist.
God, sorry, goodness me. System of a Down, shimmy.
So
Shimmy,
good.
shimmy,
I
shimmy.
want to shimmy, shimmy, shimmy through the break of dawn. Yeah.
Great.
Oh my God, I'm going to go back and listen to that System of a Down album today. You see, this is the joy of this playlist, is it brings us nuggets of things, of songs, of music that we haven't remembered or listened to for years.
Makes you have dreams that you're going out with the lead singer of Bring Me the
Bring me the
Horizon, and then when you
horizon.
wake up, you wonder where he is.
Oh, goodness me. That is all from my messages about the playlist. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Miss Bailey?
No, but I was a accosted by a fan of the pod at the weekend. Julie,
Ooh.
Julie, Julie runs far.
Did she touch you?
She said, "Can I touch you here? Touch you
Yeah.
deep inside?" And I said,
And?
"June, I'll add to the playlist." She
Excellent.
didn't. We were in a field in the middle of we were Sherwood Pines, and she was in the. She's halfway through. She's halfway
Yeah.
there. She said she's a late list, late to the show.
Okay.
But the other thing is, she had told me she'd introduced herself to Julius. She said, "Excuse me, you Julius," because Julius has micro celebrity status. And he said, "Yes." And he went, "I'm also the podcast producer."
Oh.
He's added it to his repertoire.
Well, I
The
mean, that's
ladies,
fine. He's done it.
which.
He's done it once so far.
Twice. He's done
Twice.
it twice so far.
Twice
So
so far.
by the
Yeah.
time he listens to this listener, he would have done it thrice. So
Wow.
thrice are a good band. So he has added that. And I did like it. The pride with which he said it.
Oh, cute. Well, we are
Very
very
cute.
proud of him and grateful.
It's correspondence in a corner. It's correspondence corner.
How are we feeling about the correspondence jingle?
I think it's like when your favourite band go away for ages and they come back with a song, you're like, that shit. Like Dua Lipa Peeps. Whenever Dua Lipa, comes in with a song, you're like, that shit. Yeah. That's never going to catch on. Or Calvin Harris. Two plays later, you are tapping your feet to that bop. You cannot get it out of your head.
Yeah.
That's what it's like. It's a correspondence corner jingle. It's going to be a grower. And this time next year, who knows? Best newcomer at the Brits, Fiona Wallace.
That would be so good. So good. Right. I've got loads of correspondence. This is going to be fun. So this is a big mixed bag of correspondence. Not all just stories. It's some little snippets and whippets and titbits.
Titbits.
The first one is from our dear friend, Lily Cantor.
I love that name.
Who, by the way, has the best name for a runner.
That's more Gallop, right, isn't it? But anyway.
Yeah, I guess so. You could kind of counter to it. All right. Mm-hmm. Lily Cantor. In a previous episode, we were talking about female race directors because, Ali, you are going to be a female race director.
I am. I've got some updates on this, but go on.
Oh, okay. Give us the updates after this, then.
I will.
So we were talking about how I'd written an article and really wanted to put in stats about how many women race directors there actually are, but there isn't really like any kind of definitive answer because there's no like database of female race directors. So then off the top of our heads, we were trying to name some good ones, or any even.
Yeah, even the really shit ones.
Just even shit ones.
Lord.
I don't know any shit female race directors. And Lily has reminded me, and I feel really bad that Mary didn't come to mind. Lily's reminded me of Mary Pearson, who runs Race Harborough, which is a mix of races from 10K to 100K around the Leicestershire and Northamptonshire area. Last year, I went along and gave a little talk at one of Mary's events, which was incredible, basically. It was called the Run Rabbit Trail Festival.
Heard about this?
Yeah, well, that's because I was there and then I drove up to your house afterwards to then go and run my ultra the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So Race Harborough Run Rabbit Trail Festival in, it's Harborough Magna or Market Harborough.
Market Harborough is the one that I know.
It might be Market Harborough. And basically there are a number of different distances across the weekend, mm-hmm, of fully marked trail races, so you can pick to do like one of them,
mm-hmm,
or you can do a mix of them, or you can do like the whole thing, which is like a quest thing, and you end up doing like all of the races, which totals like 56 kilometers I think over the whole weekend. And then the top six males and females, so that's with the lowest cumulative time over all of the distances.
Very complicated.
No, it's not. They then qualify for the Carrot Dash, which is a winner takes it all 1 mile race. So after you've done all of that, you've then got a 1 mile race to win the trophy.
Ooh.
Which is cool.
Yeah, but ow.
Yeah, right. So shout out to Mary, who is an awesome female race director too. Give us an update on your race, Ali.
Well, it's not really my race. It's me, more the female race director thing. So I spoke to Miss Elson and there's no data from the Trail Running Association about female race directors.
What a surprise. What a surprise.
And I was like, why? And he went, because we've just never asked. And I'm like, why?
Maybe you should.
He's like, because no one's interested. I'm like, I am.
And I am.
Other women. Because it'd be nice if we... I think actually, if people thought it was a race directed by a female and they were nervous about the fact that some men are assholes, then they'd go to it. So maybe take it to the committee. Take it to the committee that you want to basically do a little form saying, are you a female race director? How many are there in the TRA? I know we can't do the road stuff. That's fine. We could look somewhere else for the road stuff. Maybe England Athletics have it, but probably not.
No, they won't.
So he's going to table it at the meeting to talk about, like, see if they can actually get some stats, which would be good.
Yes,
and
please.
Then friend of the show, Damon Hill, wanted to shout out Ellie from
Damien Hall.
Yep, he wanted to shout out Ellie from Limitless Trails. So I'm going to shout out Ellie from Limitless Trails because Limitless Trails are a good running company as well. They do lovely trail runs. Limitless. They do trails that are limitless.
Fantastic.
So the Let's list go. Is growing. If you know Yay. A good female race director or just a female race director, let us know.
Yes. Thanks. They don't have to be good. They just have to be female.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. I'm really excited about this next correspondence.
Go on then.
It comes from friend of the pod, Tim Ashman.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Ashman has sent us a photograph, or like a infographic.
How did he send this to you?
He sent it to us on Instagram messages, DM. it's like an image. Can you guys do a pod version of this and score yourselves? Now, this is Runners Never Have I Ever. So there are 20 things. Each thing scores you a point. I'd like listeners, I'd like you to play along at home. Use your fingers if you're running and try and like count. Hopefully you don't get all 20 because you've only got 10 fingers. You might have more.
Use your toes.
Depends where you're from. Okay, so I will read them out. You can score yourself. Ali, you have to say yes or no.
Are you going to score yourself too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Never have I ever been lost while running.
1 point for me. Yes.
Well, you have been lost.
I have, yes.
I don't think you get a point then. Never have I ever.
1 point each. Oh, no, I don't get any points.
Okay. No points. Never have I ever lost a toenail.
Yes, I've lost a toenail.
Yeah, so you don't get a point. Me too. I've also lost a toenail. Never have I ever ran away from a dog.
I have run away from a dog.
Me too. Want to tell us about it?
A couple of times, actually. The Philippines, I ran away from a couple of packs of dogs. And then I've been in situations in the UK where a dog, I've been like, this isn't cool. And I've run away, then stopped. Because actually, it's better to stop, put your hands by your sides, turn your back to the said dog and stand still. Not to run away from it. But yeah.
I did that to a sausage dog and it bit my ankle.
Did it?
Yeah, break the skin. I ran away from a dog in the Azores. It was like at the end of our 78 kilometer long day, which was like the fourth day of running. And I literally had like 5K left to go. And this dog started chasing me. And I was like, I didn't even think I could move at that point.
Was it a nasty, was it a horrible, scary dog?
Yeah, it was like baring teeth and stuff. So
I had that in Dominica, except I've been giving the dog sandwiches for the last hour.
Oh, and it just wanted more sandwiches.
Yep.
Whoops.
It was a baby. It was Dominican pie. Dominican pie. So, okay. Next one.
No points so far. Never have I ever been kicked off a treadmill.
Now, what does that mean? Does that mean someone else's fly kicked you off it or someone said, excuse me, you've been on it for too long?
Probably that.
I've never, no, that's not happened to me.
No, that's not happened to me. Never have I ever been kicked off a treadmill.
I've fallen off a treadmill, but I've not been kicked off one.
Hang on, I've got lots of double negatives here. Never have I ever been kicked off a treadmill. No, I haven't. So I do get a point?
Yeah.
Yeah, get a point. Okay. Never have I ever run a beer mile.
Yeah, I've done that many
Me
times.
Too. Never have I ever peed in a bush on a run.
Of course.
Never have I ever got a watch tan.
I've got a watch tan.
I've got one now.
Yeah.
Never have I ever used a half marathon as a practice.
Practice for what?
Well, a longer distance, I guess.
Like, making a cake?
No.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Same. Never have I ever asked a stranger about shoes.
Do that all the time.
Do you?
I'm always interested in what people wear on their feet.
Yeah.
So they can report back to the mothership. Innovate. Have you seen the last Sportiva wheel? Clicky wheel. Maybe we need a clicky wheel.
Are they those like boa things where you
they've got
them?
You put them on, they've got their like space shoes. Like when you put them on, it goes and then you do the wheel.
Yeah.
And everyone on the spine was wearing them. Trouble is, your feet can't breathe in them, so you end up with trench foot. Sometimes.
I don't know if I've asked a stranger about their shoes.
Yes, you have. You've been on the running channel talking about shoes.
Yeah, probably have. Yeah, probably have. Never have I ever started a run before 4 a.m.
Yep, definitely done that.
Started it, not like we're still going.
Yeah. When I did Sea to Summit in Spain, we started at 1 a.m.
That's early.
We had to.
Because of the heat?
Yeah, you had to get that because it was such a long bit. It was like a 40-mile section across the savannas of Spain in like August or something. Absolutely horrendous.
Oh.
It got up to 43, I think. It was
Wow.
so hot. And so yeah, 1 o'clock in the morning we started. And I've done that a few times
Yeah.
on big events, on like recce events, because it's just like, let's just get the night done and then.
Yeah. I don't think I've never started a run before 4 a.m. So I'm going to give myself a point there because when we did the Azores, our long day started. I think we started at either 4 or 4:30, but not before 4. And then I think that's the only one that I've ever done that's been like a really early start. Like the other ones have all been like 6 a.m. or whatever. That Trans Gran Canaria 126K, that started at like midnight. So I guess
That's all
that would
right.
count. That would
I
count
think a
as like
midnight.
4 a.m.
No, because yeah, it would actually, wouldn't it? Because
Yeah.
it's the next day. But yeah, I think midnight's all right because that's like the middle of the night. But like 4 a.m. is like that's early in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I
Gross.
get up for work at 4 a.m. when I'm on breakfast shifts.
Yuck.
Never have I ever ran circles to meet my distance goal. Yeah, I've done that
Yeah, I've done that.
before. Yeah. Never have I ever ate lunch whilst running
Yeah, I've done that.
all the time. That's the only way to eat lunch, isn't it? Never have I ever lied so I could go and run.
I don't think I've done that. I think I just would say I'm going for a run. I don't think I have
Yeah.
lied.
No,
So I
I
think
don't think
that's
I
another
have.
point.
That is another point. Never have I ever complained about my knees.
No, I've never complained about my kids.
Never ever.
Never.
I definitely have, like, on the odd occasion, but not like in a running's bad for your knees kind of way. Because guess what? It's not. We all
No.
know that anyway. But like, there have been times where my knees have felt sore. Never have
Did
I
you get,
ever
are you getting a point for
recruited.
that or not? Are you getting a point for that or
Yeah,
not?
I'm getting a point, so I'm on 4. What are you on?
Two.
Or never have I ever recruited new runners. I mean, that's literally your job.
Literally what we're doing now.
Yeah.
Right.
Never have I ever owned 10 pairs of shoes at once.
Yep, I've got about 28 pairs of shoes at the moment,
I've got a
listeners.
disgusting
If
amount
you
of
are a
pairs
size
as well.
7 and you would
Yeah.
like a pair of shoes, please message me because it might be that I've got some for you. Green
If
runners, all the best.
you are a 6.5, please message me. And probably a 6, like you can fit in a 6.5. Please also message. So if you're anywhere from a UK 6 to 7 women's, let us know and we can ship some off.
Tell us what you want because literally, if I've got it, you can
Probably got
fucking have
it.
it.
Okay.
Because they probably might need a little bit of patching, but once again, pair ups on Instagram. That's pair ups on Instagram. We'll give you a kit. You can patch them up. I've got
Yeah.
so many fucking pairs of shoes. Let's get rid of the shoes. Let's be
Let's
green.
get rid of them and be green. Right. Almost there. Never have I ever run a marathon.
I've never run a marathon.
You did
I know.
London. You did. Never have I ever run an ultra.
That.
Never have I ever thought about Leadville.
Yeah, I think about Leadville every day, at least
No,
once.
you don't.
I'd
Do
love to
you?
do Leadville, yeah.
Do you think about it every day at least
Not
once,
every
though?
day.
No.
Every other day, maybe.
I'm pretty sure Leadville ended up, do you remember on that list that I made of
Oh, your
like
brilliant list.
my ultra plan that I made during lockdown?
Oh, please, let's revisit that. I love that.
Oh God. And then finally, never have I ever carb loaded without having a race to run
Yeah, all the time.
all the time. That's just life. That's called life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tot them up. Give us your scores, Ali.
Two. You got
Four for
four.
me. I've just gone back and had a look at my ultra planning list. Leadville was not on there.
Was
No.
it not? Oh, maybe add it now.
So where are we now? We're in 2024. So
Yeah,
apparently this year I'll
add
be
it.
doing Leeds and Liverpool Canal Race, 130 miles in August. Funnily enough, that's never going to happen now that I've actually run 100 miles of the
I
canal.
did a recce of part of the Spine Challenges route of the
Oh,
weekend, and
yes.
I ended up on a canal. I was like, what the fuck? Part of the Pennine Way
What
is on a canal. Yeah.
is which canal?
I don't know, but it was like it's the one that
In
goes into
what
Gar
county?
the one that goes
Oh.
into Gargrave, the canal that goes into
Leeds.
Gargrave. I don't think so. Gargrave, it's Gargrave in Leeds. I'll
Bargrave.
find out. I'll find out. You do the next
Skipton, yeah, it's in
correspondent.
Skipton. So
Skipton, yeah.
it probably is the Leeds to Liverpool Canal because it's the one that I used to train on from Skipton to Shipley. So
It was
yep.
very muddy and it was very canally and it was like, I don't like this at all. I'm not happy about this at all. The only good thing about it is like, you can get a bit of running in your legs after some very muddy fields. But I was like, I didn't realise that this flipping... They moan about the Pennine Way, those spine runners, so much. And I'm like, this is flossy.
They, I'm pretty sure the Pennine Way, near one of the aid stations in Yorkshire, goes near like Mythemroyd or like Hebden Bridge.
Yeah, so that's where we ran from. Slack is where the aid station is, and then we ran from Slack to Gardgrave.
Yeah,
it's delightful.
That's part of the Calderdale Way as well. The Calderdale Way kind of it intersects.
There was so many. There was the Millennium Way, the Calderdale Way, the Pennine Way, the Bridle Way, the public footpath. This way, that way, this way. This way, that way. Remember that?
Yeah.
This way, my oh my. Whisbit. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So concludes Runners Never Have I Ever. Guys,
should we put up on socials our own? Let's get some questions for Never Have I Ever. 20 we need.
Okay.
Ask listeners.
That aren't never those.
Yeah, that aren't those. So we can do Bailey and Harding ultrasound system. I'll do a graphic. Never Have I Ever. Okay. I'm going to do that. That's going to happen.
Okay. I thought you said you haven't got time. That's going to take forever.
No, it won't. It'll take me a little while. But if it's engaging and people like it, I would do it. If it's not engaging, I know what you could do.
I've got a great idea. Why don't you put the Beyonce song over the top of it when you post it?
No, thank you. I might put that. I'll put that shimmy shimmy. I'll put that shimmy song on.
Yeah, brilliant.
No, we're not having that Beyonce song on the playlist. She's just got enough money. People are encouraging her enough.
Okay, right. Thank you for that, Tim Ashman.
Tim Ashman is one of my clients. I keep saying this. And he's having a baby in March.
I know. I met him. I met him at the book launch. Good. Next piece of correspondence. This is regarding the title of episode 40, which is Can Birds Eat Cheese?
Is that episode 40 or is that episode 41? I think weird rules.
40. It was 40 because I already checked 40. It.
Okay.
Don't worry. Sorry. I've already done my research. Bye. Chanel, social sec. For Dan Seth, she says, yes, birds can eat cheese.
Ooh.
You know how she knows this? Because she gets an evil eye off her parrot when she has cheese and doesn't share it.
She's got a parrot?
Yeah. It's hilarious. I love the stories about the parrot. More parrot stories, please, Chanel.
Can the parrot talk? Chanel, can the parrot talk?
Don't know. If the parrot can talk, Chanel, can you do a video and tag ultrasound system in it so we can share it, please? Thanks.
Can maybe the parrot, because the correspondence corner jingle was dividing the nation. Ooh. Maybe the parrot could do a new correspondence corner jingle.
Maybe the parrot could copy the correspondence corner jingle.
Maybe the parrot could say, yes, birds do eat cheese.
Birds do eat cheese. I wonder if Chanel has to pay the cheese tax to her parrot like we have to pay the cheese tax to Pickle and Ralphie.
There are so many questions.
I know. So many questions. Yeah, I feel like Chanel, that message was not thorough enough.
I feel like it was an open ender.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yep. Okay, next. Okay.
Next and final correspondence.
Final correspondence.
We're coming to the end. This is from, hang on. I'm going to read it out first and then I'm going to decide whether I'm supposed to read the person's name because I can't remember what this is about. Okay. Hi, guys. Loving the pod. Been my go-to for my 20-minute drive to parkrun and back. So I've been listening to a few of your episodes, catching up, and listening to a few of the ultras you've both encountered, and also about elevation. But oh my God, have either of you ever come across the Connemara Marathon? C-O-N-N-E-M-A. A-R-A.
Yeah, Connemara. It's Irish.
Connemara. Sorry. Oh, it's a
breed.
In Norway.
It's a breed of horse.
It has a half, full, and ultra in my native Galway in Ireland. She played a fiddle in an Irish band.
I bet they love that. A fiddle in Galway.
Galway girl.
That is the worst Ed Sheeran song.
No.
When he wrote that, no. He was laughing his fucking head off at people like you. It's like, this is shit, this song. This is shit. Not, and people like Anna are going to like it. And it's going to become massive hit. So listen to this.
It's a lovely little ditty. Irish band. She fell in love with an English man.
So shit. But it's an earworm. So I'm like, oh, damn it.
Love it.
It's
It's going on the
going
pod. It's going on the playlist. Right. I volunteered at it. I have volunteered at it since 2017, and I decided to go and do the half myself. The breathtaking scenery is enough, but given its mountainous area, it's very hilly. There's a part of the famous Hell of the West towards the last few kilometres, same finish for all race types. I heard so much about this Hell of the West that I had to do it myself to see what the fuss was about. I ended up jeffing most of it, walking. Amazing ultra
No,
runners.
walk running. Don't say that to
Sorry, walk.
Jeffers. Ooh.
Well, and the amazing ultra runners flying past me at not a bother to them. One of the toughest but most amazing runs I've ever done would completely recommend. It's incredible. There are a few YouTube videos if you search Connemara Marathon, Hell of the West, where people have driven it and you can see the elevation of it. The overall elevation for the ultra is 1,877 feet,
Which is not very much.
572 meters. But the views are an ideal distraction. And I hope I'm not overdoing the correspondence, but ultimate song for the playlist, Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush, was my go-to for the above half marathon. Very relatable when you're out of breath, going up those hills, wondering why you're out there. Also, good dancey remix of it if you need that extra push. So that comes from Elizabeth Small. Thank you, Elizabeth Small. I love hearing about new races. So many people are like, oh, how do you hear about the different races that you do, and how do you choose what races to enter? And I always say it's from seeing other people doing them or hearing about them from other people, like real life people. So the Connemara Marathon is happening on the 21st of April. So it might, I mean, if you're ready to go run a marathon or whatever, you might be ready to rock and roll on the 21st of April in Galway. But there you go, it's
I'm just
happening
looking at it.
in.
Yeah, it looks amazing, except it's road, a lot of road. There's the big problems with national trails in Ireland, like there aren't any. So it's really hard to
No.
actually be a trail runner. So
Yeah.
but yeah, that does look very nice.
Very, very nice.
And I've only been to Ireland once, and that was Dublin Marathon, and that was quite roadie too, because it's Dublin Marathon. So there you go.
Because it's a road race.
It's a goddamn road race.
There's some beautiful scenery and mountains in Ireland, but you're right, the actual rights of way and footpaths and things, they're just not really there.
There aren't any now. It's like, well, my friend Rob Pope, who is Forrest
Yep.
Gump, he
Yeah.
wanted to run from the bottom to Dublin. We were doing some
Oh,
silly thing, and it was a
yeah.
nightmare. It all had to be done on road because there's no public rights of way, really. So it was just like, he was like, I'm going to do it 7 minute miles. I'm like, what? And then I looked at the route and was like, oh, okay, you're going to do it on road. So it's like, you
Yeah.
can crack that out. But it's somewhere that I'd love to go and run around, but I need to do some more investigations. So if there's any Irish listeners who can summarize it or send us a DM, tell us a bit about some maybe travel runs there.
Yeah.
Stu,
Yeah, because when
it's
I went over there, because Neil's Irish, so his dad lives over in Sligo. And when I went over there, I was training for my, I can't remember what marathon it was, but so I had a 20-mile long run to do. And even to the fact of pavements and stuff, and because the towns are so spaced out, there are roads between them, but they're like main roads and they don't have paths or pavements. So I found it actually really difficult to find a route to do that long run on. And then we also went and climbed up a massive hill called Benbulbin.
Bowman.
It's like a flat topped mountain. And yeah, the actual being able to follow footpaths or anything was kind of just non-existent. Some people, they were there, who went up just basically, I guess, what would count as the north face of it. They just went straight up it and they were there with their poles, but not poles, pickaxe things.
Pickaxes,
Not a
Jesus
pickaxe.
Christ.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not a
Crampons,
mountaineer.
handheld crampon.
Yeah, that. Tampons.
Crampons. I'm a member of the British Mountaineering Society. Can you tell? What was I going to say to you about that? Australia is another place that doesn't have any national trails, and they can't, you can't, there's no trail running. So you're not allowed on people's land. And when I went out to meet the Run Britannia guys, a couple of Australians, they were like, this is such a joy being in the UK and being able to run over other people's land is such a joy. They were like blown away by it because they were like, if you did this in Australia, you would be shot. It's like, whoa. And I think it's the same in a lot of parts of America as well. You obviously got the national trails that you can go on, but there's a lot. We're lucky here, man. But we should make sure our right to roam is like kept free. And because if we don't, we'll end up in that situation. And we are very lucky that we get the opportunity to go across beautiful bits of the countryside. Lots of countries don't. So would like some more info on Ireland, though, if anyone's got any more info on Ireland. So
Yes, please.
I don't have to do my own research, basically,
Perfect.
because I'm lazy.
Great. Brill, anything else from you, Ali?
No. What are you doing this weekend?
Oh well, same thing I do every weekend. Plot to take over the world. No, did you used to watch Pinky in the Brain? Otherwise,
Yes.
that's gone over your head. Okay, fine.
If we were Pinky in the Brain, I
Yeah,
don't know why
who
I'm
would
asking this question.
be who?
I don't even know why I'm asking it. There's no point in asking it,
Who would be
is there?
who? Who'd
Well,
be
he
who?
would obviously be the brain, and I would be fucking Pinky. The idiot. SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah.
but then, well, who would I be in SpongeBob?
I don't never watch SpongeBob, so I don't really know what SpongeBob would be. I would
Squidward.
just be the idiot.
I'd be Squidward, but Squidward's a killjoy.
Really?
Yeah. Get lost. I am doing the same thing that I do every weekend at the moment. I am going to park run. I'm so grateful for park run.
Run. Why don't Blur make a song called Park Run?
I don't, well, because park run are very, very protective of their branding.
But if Damon Albarn was like, I'm going to change park life to park run and change all the words. Listener, if you are musically inclined, if it's Fiona Wallace, and you want to change all the words to park run, to park race, to park life,
Part
without
life.
park run, please do that, because that is
We'll play it.
encouraged.
We'll play it
We'll play
out.
it.
No, this weekend I am going to Kingsbury Water Park park run. Remember, guys, this is recorded 2 weeks in advance, so don't turn up because I will be somewhere else.
Has this happened? Has someone turned up? Because
No, but
you
someone
issue
messaged.
this.
Yeah, do you remember? Someone messaged me and said, "Oh, I've just listened to the podcast, and I live near Quakers Walk, and can I come and see you at the weekend?" And I was like, "You could, but that was 2 weeks ago."
Right, it has. Okay,
Yeah.
right. Okay.
So yeah, that's what I'm doing, and then I'm working on Sunday, and it's Mother's Day. So
Oh,
technically,
shit, the
my
best.
first
Thank
Mother's
you.
Day. You're very welcome. My first Mother's Day, and yes, I'm claiming it as my first
No,
Mother's
it's
Day
not your
because
first Mother's Day. How long
yes,
have
it
you had
is.
Ralphie?
Oh, he was three a couple of weeks ago.
Right, so there you go then. That's my fourth Mother's Day. I
There
never
you
get
go.
anything from her.
Pickle needs to pull her paw out.
It's Mother's Day every day, Mum. Shut up, Pickle. So I've already thought of the first line for Park Run, the Park Run song.
Oh God, go on then.
I'll get up when I want, except on Saturdays when I'm rudely awakened by Park Run.
Park
Run.
run. Yes.
This is going to be great.
Perfect.
I'm
This is
telling
going
you.
to be so good. So good.
So go
What are
to
you doing this
Parkrun.
weekend?
I'm hosting a workshop for 10 clients in Devon. So I'm going to
Ooh.
South Molton in Devon, and I'm going to get 10 victims, and we're going to have a whole weekend of learning about things, making people cry and running, because that's what I do on my workshops. And Laura Swanton Rhuvelin is coming, and Justin from Climb Southwest is coming, and we're going to have a and Pickle is coming. We're going to have a fandango, and Fiona Wallace is coming.
Fan bloody tastic.
Oh,
Well,
yeah.
I will be sitting watching Instagram stories from afar, seething with jealousy.
I don't think you will, because it's going to be probably quite wet and cold. You'll be like, dickheads.
Excellent.
Okay, I love you.
I love you too. Goodbye.